call all the black ones African Americans. Nobody told us to, we just do. Rotary clubs, kind of independent, they do what they please. And they please to say African American. Just two little plots. And the town was laid out about a mile long, Roswell was. And then there were little side streets to things like, you've probably heard of Bullock Hall. Mm-hmm. Little side streets, Bullock Avenue, where the houses were built by the founders of the town. They all had columns, you know, on them, that kind of thing. But there was, the town was started as a mill village, so there was an area where there was all little small houses. One time my father-in-law bought the mill village after it ceased to operate as a cotton mill. And he told me one day, I bet you I wouldn't have bought that place if I'd known a water tank came with it. It was a water tank to serve all the houses that, where the mill workers worked, lived. And so there was a distinct separation back in the old days. Since Roswell King had brought his family and his son-in-law to be his pastor, and they built all those big fine homes. Then had somebody had to manage the store and the mills and all that. And so there were three classes of people back in the old days. The Presbyterians, that's a denomination of the Christian faith. Mm-hmm. The Presbyterians owned the place. Roswell King brought his son-in-law to Roswell to be his pastor. I don't know how that works, but it worked all right in that case. Have your son-in-law as your pastor. You know about the Christian faith and uh-huh. the Presbyterians. They owned the place. So obviously they lived in the column houses and so forth. And the Methodists managed it. They did all the work. And the Baptists, I mean, they did all the management. And then the Baptists did all the work. They were the lower class. I had a lot of fun with that, talking to some historical-minded people, historically-minded people. I said, my family was in the lowest third. They were in the working class. But then I salvaged the situation by saying, but my grandfather was the chief of police, so he was at the very top of the lowest level.
Now, did your grandfather live here in Roswell as well?
Oh yes, he was a native. You're about to ruin my little notes, so I'll just go ahead and tell you about it anyhow. My grandfather and grandmother lived in Allenbrook. If you haven't heard of it, you will. It was an original home built for the manager of the cotton mill by the Roswell King family down on Roswell, on Atlanta Street. The